Sunny and 28 in Shepparton with the latest Goulburn Valley news. I'm Wade Stevens. Highway Patrol officers are frustrated safety messages are continually being ignored. A three-day high-presence operation in Campaspe saw 10 drivers lose their licences for driving more than 25 kilometres above the speed limit. A driver with four kids under the age of 10 was pulled over after doing 133 k's an hour on a Gurgarry road. Another driver with two kids in the car near Tatura was booked doing 139 k's an hour. People in Mansfield, Mount Buller, Benalla and Mount Stirling should know that fire restrictions are still in place until the 1st of May. It means absolutely no burning off of stubble, weeds, undergrowth, grass or other vegetation unless a landholder has a written permit to do so. People meeting these restrictions still need to notify the Burn Off Notification Hotline and neighbours. Northern Victoria's schools will continue to be fixed, upgraded and modernised with a massive allocation made in the upcoming state budget. Alyssa Fajloon reports.
$180.8 million will be split across 60 schools in the district, with Mansfield Secondary receiving a massive $4.85 million for a VCE language centre, new STEM building and sports facilities. Euroa Secondary will also see massive upgrades undertaken in the near future, with $950,000 allocated to the campus. $20.5 million will head to Shepparton to develop a new secondary school and an integrated children's centre in Maroopna.
Two illegal hunters from Mansfield are emptying their wallets, prosecuted for illegally hunting deer in the Alpine National Park. They were caught in possession of hounds and firearms in a restricted area in July last year. The first man will donate $1,000 to the Mansfield Hospital. He surrendered his rifle. The second man will donate $500 to the hospital and will pay a $230 fine.